Hello, everyone. I'm Amy Wright with the Citizens for the Truth About Aliens, and welcome to our very first CTIA field update. One of the questions I'm asked more than any other is surprisingly simple. Amy, what do you think aliens actually look like? When I was younger, my answer would have been exactly what you might expect. Little green men, large black eyes, oversized heads, the image we've all seen in books, movies, and television for decades. But the longer I've investigated unexplained phenomena, and the more reports I've read and witnesses I've interviewed, the more my thinking has changed. Today, I believe the answer may be much more complicated. In fact, it's my opinion that if intelligent beings from somewhere beyond Earth have been visiting our planet for a very long time, some of them may no longer be visitors at all. They may be long-term inhabitants. And if that's true, I don't think they'd necessarily look dramatically different from us. They might look so much like us that we'd pass them on the street without ever giving them a second thought. Think about it. If a civilization has mastered the ability to travel unimaginable distances, or perhaps move between worlds or realities, would disguising themselves among us really be a difficult task? Probably not. Now, let me be very clear. This is my personal hypothesis. I can't prove it. CTA has no document that confirms it. But after years of studying patterns in eyewitness reports, it's a possibility I believe deserves consideration. That also changes how I view our work in the field. Many people imagine we're hiking through the desert looking for the permanent residence I just described. Actually, we're not. Our field investigations today are primarily focused on what I believe are new arrivals. If there are long-term inhabitants already living quietly among us, then the unusual lights, unexplained activity, strange burn sites, and isolated encounters we investigate may represent something entirely different. They may be evidence of visitors arriving from somewhere else, not the ones who have been here for decades or centuries, but new explorers, new researchers, new observers, perhaps even entirely different civilizations. If that's true, then Earth may be receiving visitors from more than one place. That possibility is exciting. It also reminds us how little we truly know. One of the reasons I enjoy working alongside the TRC Research Center is that they often ask different questions than we do. Sometimes they see historical connections, where CTA sees possible extraterrestrial activity. Sometimes they challenge our assumptions, and sometimes they force us to reconsider our own conclusions. That's exactly how good investigation should work. No single organization has all the answers. At CTA, we aren't trying to convince you what to believe. We're asking you to remain curious, to keep asking questions, and to remember that today's impossible idea sometimes becomes tomorrow's accepted fact. I'm Amy Wright. Thank you for joining me for our first CTA field update.